Is it ready? Okay, we're on? Okay, today is Daf Tes Vav, Rabbi Rosner, post Shabbat Shuva, environment. The Rav asked me to pinch hit. Today is Daf Tes Vav. We're a little pressed for time, but at Mir Tashem we will finish the Daf. We are on the Mishnah on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. So we're continuing more of the same. We're going to finish the parak today. Says the Mishnah, Amr Biyosi. There was once a story with a girl. She yarda lemaleis mayim in ha'ayin. She went down to the well to fill up the water. And venenta, and she was, unfortunately, she was raped. And Amr Biyochan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, im rov anche ha'ir, if most of the city, masi in lekahuna, if most of the people in the city can marry a kohen, meaning most of the city is full of ksherim, then she can still marry a kohen, even though she was violated. However, if she was violated by a kosher man, it won't passel her from the kohuna. So since we're following the rove, the same thing we had yesterday, since it's a rove, so it depends what kind of city it is. If it's a rove, it's okay, and if not, then not. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rava Lerav Nachman, Rav Yochanan ben Nuri D'Amar Kaman. But wait a minute, we had a machlokas yesterday. Right? We had a machlokas the past 2 days, 3 days. So the Gemara says, who's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holding like? Ki Rabbi Gamliel, if it's like Rabbi Gamliel who was very makel, who said we always believe a woman, and we said yesterday that I feel a barov psulanami mikasher. Even if the majority of the city is psulim, he still said it's okay. As long as she said, the guy was fine. Right? So according to Rabbi Gamliel, why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri have to say it depends on who's in the city? It should make no difference. And Ik Rabbi Yoshua, and if it's Rabbi Yoshua, then Afilu Barov Ksherim Nami Pasul. He said that even if most of the city is Ksherim, she's still Pasul. Why? Because she has to prove that the guy was a kosher. And since she can't prove that, we're going to say she's no good. It's no good. She can't marry a kohen.
I don't understand the first question.
She's not saying anything.
Right.
Some of us should say she's too young even to say anything.
Right.
She doesn't know what kind of guy this is.
But you just said, why does she have to say that it's a city with more than 50% of Ksherim?
Right.
Because even if...
Or Rashi says, because she's a chazaka. We keep the chazaka intact. So they keep the chazaka intact. So yesterday we said that even if it's a rove psulim, it's okay. According to Rabbi Gamliel, as long as you believe her, as Rashi says, she has a chazaka. The chazaka doesn't change. So what's the difference? Who's in the city? It should make no difference. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it should make no difference.
But
it should be good.
Yesterday she said that we know who.
Oh, so that means that's why Rashi says that it's a chazaka over here. So even though that could take the place of her giving testimony. So either way, according to Rabbi Gamliel, it should make no difference, it's okay. And according to Rabbi Shua, it should make no difference, it's no good. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say, it depends on who's in the city. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amalei, here it's different. Rashi explains, really we hold like Rabbi Yeshua. Really it should be no good. We shouldn't believe anybody. And even if the city's full of tzaddikim, she should still be possible for the kahuna. Why? Because she has to prove it. However, here it's different. Amalei hachiyam revudah marav. Here it's different. Why? Because bekronos shel tziporu hayamaisa. There were caravans of people on wagons. That's what kronos means, wagons. There were caravans of people on wagons coming through the city of Tzipori. The story happened in Tzipori, Rabbi Yossi's hometown. It happened in Tzipori. So first of all, rove of Tzipori was okay. And rove of these wagon drivers were okay. So you have two roves. Two roves, even by thin Rabbi Shua would agree it's fine. By one rove he would say, no way, you need proof. But you have two roves here. So who is this man? He's either a rove from the city or a rove from the wagon drivers. You have two roves, it's okay.
Because the argument, the rove of the people who actually commit rape, they're not shared.
What?
Regardless of who's in the city.
Right. Rove of the people that commit rape are not shared by definition. So that doesn't necessarily have to mean a rape. It could just mean she was seduced or violated, which is not a, you know, we think of a rape as a crime. We're not talking about that in terms of halacha. But we don't assume that, and we say it's a double rove. This is going to be the whole daf. This is double rove, and therefore even Rabbi Shua would agree it's okay.
It really is double rove.
We're going to see in a minute. We're going to see in a minute why it's two roves. Ukid Ravami, Dam Ravami, for who Shahisa Sia Shalbani Adam Ksher in a Varis Lasham. There was a caravan of people passing through, and that caravan was also Ksherim. So either way you have Ksherim twice over. First of all, the city was full of Ksherim and the caravan was full of Ksherim. Ukid Rav Yanai, and it's also like Rav Yanai, Dam Rav Yanai. Nivales Bikronos, Ksheru Lakuhuna. If somebody is Nivales, she's violated in a wagon, she's kosher for the kahuna. So Gemara says, Kronos Halkatai, it's like what happened in the wagon? No, it didn't happen in the wagon. Ella, Nivelas Bishas, Kronos Ksheru Lakuhuna. It means that she was violated at a time when there was wagons in the area. So there's wagons plus the city, you have two roves, and it's okay. Aval, Piresh Echad Mitzipore. But if a guy from the town went to her, Ubal, and had relations with her, Havlad Shtuki. The Vlad would be a suffik, a shtuki, right? We don't want to tell the child who's your father. We quiet him down because we don't know. And then you have a suffik whether or not it's a problem child because we don't know who the father is. And we can't rely on the rove because we're going to see in a minute all the principles of rove and kavua. That's why it's two roves. Because the city is considered a rove of kavua. Everybody's got a house, and everybody in the city lives in a house, and the caravan is considered a rove of not kavua, because they're passing through. So they're two entirely different roves. Practically, we could just say, could all lump it into one rove, but the Gemara breaks it down between stationary rove and moving rove. And we know that there is such a difference. We're going to get to the 10 stores in a minute with the pieces of meat, so there is such a difference. So that's why there's two roves. And the two roves are entirely different. You have a rove of each guy has a house, and a rove of the traveling passing through.
Why are two better than one?
Why are two better than one?
Yeah.
It's more of a anhaga that this is how we're going to practice when we have two roves.
Is it a moving rove? Do we look at it as 50-50?
No, we look at a kavur rove as 50-50. We'll get into that in a minute. Kiha d'chiasa rav dimi amaziri amar v'chanina v'armula amaziri amar v'chanina. The difference is who said what. Holchenacha rove ha'ir. He said a statement, which is going to be difficult. We follow the rove of the city, but the ain olchanacha rove siaya. But we don't follow the rove of the caravan. So the Gemara says, klap elaya, just the opposite. Hani, 90. The caravan moves around. They go from town to town. So they're moving. Vaha kvi. But the town is kvua. Vikaimi. Kvu vikaimi. It's stationary. Therefore, how could it be We're going to say in a minute that if it's kavua, it's 50-50. So how could he say that if it's in a city, it's okay, and if it's moving around, it's not okay? It should be the exact opposite. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella holchenacha rov ha'ir. We follow rov of the city, but v'hu de'ikka rov siya bahada. As long as there's also another rov of a traveling caravan. But the ain holchenacha rov ha'ir great dasa. We will never follow the rov of the city alone. That's one rove, we'll never do that. And also, v'lo acha rove siag redasa. We'll never follow the rove of the caravan alone. Even though that's moving around, and that's no problem of kavua, so why not? My timer. Gzera rove siya atu rove ha'ir. Just a gzera. We're going to mix it up. By the rove of a city, it's no good. By the rove of a caravan, it is good. So we make a blanket rule. Roves are never good. If two roves, it will be good. So the Gemara says, "V'rov ha'ir nami, idika azli, inhu legaba." But wait a minute. If you have a city, and everyone's kavua, right? Because everyone's got a house. So if a guy leaves his house and goes to a woman, then what's he doing? He's leaving the kavua, and therefore, he's being parish now from the kavua because he's getting out of his house and he's going down the block. So kol de parish meruba parish. He's leaving the rove, and then therefore we should go back to the principles of following the rove. And we should say, if rove of the city is kosher, it's okay, and if not, not. So even one rove should be good. So the Gemara answers, no, lo tzricha deka azli ihu ligabaihu. No, what if she's going to him? What if she's going to him? If she's going to him, no rove is changed. No, there's no kavua that's being broken. Everyone's still in their own house. Therefore, Tavale Kavua, it's Kavua, Amr of Zera, and Rav Zera says, Kol Kavua, if something is Kavua, Kimechsa al Mechsa Dami, it's as if it's Mechsa al Mechsa, it's as if it's 50-50, and if it's 50-50, there is no rove. Why should that be? That if it's a rove that's not Kavua, we'll follow the rove, but if it's a rove that's Kavua, We will say it's 50-50. It basically boils down to Gzeres HaKasav. It's Gzeres HaKasav. Maybe there's hidden meaning and rationale, but Pashas, it's Gzeres HaKasav, why that should be the case. Now, fine, so stop over here. So, a few points on Rove. So first of all, just one very interesting point I saw. A priest once asked Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, it says in the Torah that you should follow the Rove. So, Rove of the world is Goyim. So, if Rove of the world is Goyim, why you should all be Goyim? You should follow the Rove. Right? What's the answer to that question? So, Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz answered, but you only follow the Rove if you have a Suffolk. If you have a Suffolk, you follow the Rove. If you don't have a Suffolk, you don't have to follow the Rove. That's the Lomdish answer. The Hashkafic answer was Rabbi Chana Wasserman answered. He said, listen, if you see 100 drunk people wallowing around in the dirt, and you're walking by, and the 100 say, hey, why don't you join us? We're the Rove. So obviously that's silly. That would never happen. Therefore, that's the answer to that question. This Gemara has come many...
It's wrong of the Jews.
What?
When they talk about the Rove, it's Rove the Jews, not Rove the world.
Why not? Why? Why can't it be Rove of the world? Many times we had this already, by different kinds of Roves, like we said, by statistical roves, right? Most women are carried to term. That includes non-Jews, right? It's not just Klal Yisrael. What? Because it's a statistic, right? Okay. Yeah.
So this multiple commitment is only because of the possibility that she was honest in the city itself.
Right.
But the story in our Mishnah says specifically where she left, where she went down.
Right, so it must be it was still in the same city. Must be it was in the city. Okay, now, the Gemara says as follows. Umi ba'in on Trey Ruby, is it true that we need two roves? Who said two roves? V'hatanya, same story. Teisha chanuyos, 9 stores. Kulon mochers basar shchuta. They all sell kosher meat. V'achas mocheres basar nevila. And one only sells treif meat. And v'lokach me'achas mehen. You walked into one of them. And v'en yadim me'izim mehen lokach. You forgot which one. How could it be that you walked into a non-kosher one? You forgot. Now, what do you do? So the Gemara says, sfeiko asr. The suffix is, it's a suffix. It could be it's kosher, it could be it's not. It's a 90% chance it's kosher. Right? However, we don't follow the rove. Why not? Because if it's kavua, it's a store, and it's on the street, it's on the avenue, if it's a store, then we treat a kavua place as if it's 50-50. Therefore, we treat as if it's 50% kosher, 50% not kosher, and we have no rove. But v'nimtza, if you found the piece of meat in the street, found it on the floor, then halach achar harov, then you will follow the rove. So what do you see? You don't need two roves to matter the meat, you only need one rove. V'chi tema, maybe you want to tell me, b'she'ein dalsos medina no'alos, where the store, where they didn't clock the doors at night. That means, Rashi explains, that this was a street where all the kosher meat in the whole world would come to this street, like what we had before by the fair. Everybody used to come to this place to sell the meat. So you have two roves. You have the rove of the 9 stores, plus the rove of all the merchants that travel through. So you have a double rove. Don't tell me that. You know why? The ka'asi le ruba bi'alma, they're coming from the whole world, so you have two roves. But don't tell me that. V'amar abzeira, afilu shadalsos medina no'alos, even if the doors are locked. Even if the doors are locked. Same halacha. Even if no one else is around. Just these 10 stores, 9 are good, 9 one's no good. What do we say? We'll follow the rove if it's found in the street. If it's found, if you walked into a store, we will not follow the rove because it's kavua.
Why so many examples of rove in the past?
What?
We had so many examples of rove in the past. Holes falls into kadoshim, this and that. Why all of a sudden this example of rove?
What?
In this.
What other example of rove did we have?
I mean, if there's,
So the Gemara answers, Ma'alu asu biyuchsin. When it comes to yichus, then we're more machmer. When it comes to a store, you're right, well, one rove is enough. When it comes to yichus, what does this line when it comes to yichus mean? We'll see on Amud Beis. Interesting Rashi. When it comes to yichus, we're much more machmer. We require two roves. It's time to eat meat. One rove is enough. But who's marrying who? Who's a Jew? Two roves. You need two roves. Gufa. Now, Amar Abzera said, we just said, Kol Kavua Kemechzal Mechzadami. If it's Kavua, if it's stationary, then we go Basar 50-50. Right? Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. Whether it's to be mekel or to be machmer. So the Gemara says, Menalei l'Reb Zeira, ha? How did he know that? Ilem miteisha chanuyos, if it's from the story of the nine stores, kulan machmer, basar shkut of achas, basar nevela, v'lakach me'achas ben ve'enadem, me'ezen l'kach, you don't know where you bought it from, so seko asr, bought uver nimta, but if you found it on the street, halach acharov. So hasam l'chumra. That would be machmer. That would be machmer in that case. Right? That we know. Now where is it? Where are we mekel? Ella, how about this one? Mitisha tzvardim. There were nine frogs. And v'sheretz echad b'neihem. And one sheretz in between them. Rashi says the sheretz is a tzav, which is a toad, which looks just like a frog. So they're very similar. And a sheretz is metame, and a frog is not metame. So there are nine frogs and one toad. And you touch one. But you don't know which one you touched. V'naga b'echad mehen. You don't know which one you touched. So what does the Mishnah? What does the Mishnah there say? Sveiko tame, suffik is tame. And Rashi says it's in Rishus Yachid, where suffik, all suffik tuma is tame in Rishus Yachid, like a sota, which is a closeted away. So it's tame. That's not that. So the Gemara says hasan nami l'chumah. That's also being machmer. So where's the case of being mekel? Ella, here it is. Mitisha shratzim. No, there were nine shratzim, right? Nine tame ones. And v'tzvardeh echad b'nehem, and one frog. And the frog is not going to be metamiyu, because it's not one of the shmona shratzim. And v'naga b'echad b'nehem, he touched one of them, v'eni yadeh b'ezim en naga. You don't know which one you touched. So, b'rish rishus ha-yachid, sveiko tame. That makes sense. But rishus harabim, sveiko tahar. In rishus harabim, it's suffik is tahar. How can it be tahar? The only way it can be tahar is we treat it as 50-50, and it's lakula.
It's not lakula, it's irrelevant.
Why is it irrelevant?
Because you're following, it's 50-50, so you have to resolve your suffix, so you follow another rule. The suffix,
Yes, yeah, that's a good question.
But to allow you to treat it as 50-50, step one.
So that's the kula.
Right, that could be the kula, okay. That trumps that rule.
If it's going to end up in our kula.
Yeah, our case where? No, it would be machmer by the girl.
What if you have two conflicting roles? What if you have conflicting roles?
How do you have conflicting roles?
The robe of the city are sharing, and the robe of the people traveling through are not sharing.
So then you wouldn't have two roles. So listen to this. After World War II, there was a girl that was given to a Goyisha family, produced a girl, and said, this girl was given to us from a Jewish family. She went to Israel. She grew up like a nice, firm Jewish girl. And now it's time for her to get married. So the question was raised, but wait a minute. There's only one rove if she's Jewish. The rove is, most people that gave their girls to Goyim during the war were Jews. No Goy would do that, and this family would never admit, it's not my daughter. They're going to give their own daughter and say, it's the Jews. No, nobody would do that. So there's a rove here that the girl's Jewish. But didn't we say we need two roves? Only one rove. This question was asked to Eliyashiv after the war. So on Amud Beis, we'll get to the answer. But because there's a Rashi which seems to imply that this whole rule only applies for Kahanim. And Eliyashiv relied on that Rashi to matter her. So what are we going to do? There's no second rove. Where's the second rove here? The rove is most people that gave their kids to Goyim were Jews. It's only one rove, and he allowed her to get married. So that's the Bikula, but otherwise it would have been a disaster. But she could have converted. Right, she could have converted. That would have been it. That was the question. Does she have to convert or does she not have to convert?
She can marry a Kohen either way.
She can marry a Kohen either way, right. Okay, so Umidorais the Menolon. For now that we said that we know that from a Mishnah, is there any Rai in the Torah that we will go bus a rove, even Lakula? Yes, there is. It says, Amar Kra, it says the pasuk starts off chiyah ish senola riyehu. A guy hates another guy. The arav lo, and he waits in ambush. V'kamalav, and he attacks him, right, and he kills him. So the Gemara is going to say that the words v'arav lo v'kamalav are really extra. Why does it say that he waited to kill him? They killed him. He had to stand and wait. That's extra. So the Gemara says no. The ad she is chavin lo. There's a shita there in Sanhedrin that holds the only time you chayev misa is if you kill the person you intended to kill. So if you intended to kill A and you accidentally kill B, that you would not be chayiv misa for that. That's what he learns out from the extra words. The Rabbanon don't hold like that. They hold, but have it in American law, it's called transferred intent. You intend to kill A and you accidentally kill B, but you intended to kill A, the intent is transferred, and you'll be found guilty for killing B. Shimon doesn't hold like that, but the Rabbanon do. So what do the Rabbanon do with these extra words? For Rabbanon, army to be Rabbi Yanai, prat lazorik evan lagoy. To exclude a case where you throw a stone into a crowd of goyim. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Hey, can you not chayef misa if you kill a goy? Hey, chidami. Ilem ad ikatisha kananim. If there's 9 goyim, v'yechad Yisrael b'nehen and 1 Jew. So of course you're putter. Tepuk lay, deruba de kananim ninu. The majority were goyim. El inami or palgu palga. If it's 50-50, and we don't know what your kavana was, because it's 50-50, then suffering the pashas lahakil. We're not going to kill you anyway, because it's a safek. So the Gemara says, no, Lotzricha, Dika, Tisha Yisraelim, there's 9 Jews, the Kanani Echad B'nei'em, and only 1 guy. And you know what? You threw the stone. So, Mistami, you wanted to kill a Jew. No, there's 9 of them. 90% chance you intended to kill a Jew. You know what? We don't say that. Kanani Echad B'nei'em, the Havale, Kanani Kavua. Everyone in that crowd is considered Kavua. Why? Because they're standing there. And, V'chol Kavua, K'mechzal Mechza, Dami, it's in the Torah. We treat Kavua as 50-50, even though there's 9 Jews in that crowd, and you will not be chayav misa for that. Itmar, Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amarav, Halacha k'Rab Yosi. We paskin like Rav Yosi. That what? That the girl, it depends on the rov of the city, right? Rav Chanan bar Rava Amarav, Haros Shahoisa. No, we don't paskin like him, but how come they allowed the girl to get married? Rashi says it could have been they had other evidence that the guy that did this to her was a kosher. But not necessarily this is the halacha for all time. Masav Rabbi Yirmiya, Ulu Yuchsin lo be'in on Trey, Ruby? But wait a minute, for Yuchsin you don't need 2? Rashi says he didn't realize the story. He didn't realize there's another caravan. I bought 9, Matzah Batinuk Moshlach. You find a baby in the street, an abandoned baby, right on the firehouse steps. To im rov of the kochavim, if the majority of the town is goyim of the kochavim, we treat this baby as a goy. And im rov Yisrael, if it's Yisrael, we treat him as a Yisrael. Mechzal mechza, 50-50, exactly the same amount, Yisrael. V'yomar rav, lo shana lechayoso. No, we only treat him as a Yisrael that won't make him starve. Well, it's not our responsibility to make sure every goy is well fed, but the Jews, yes, Bezin has a duty to make sure he's well fed. So we'll make sure this guy's well fed. Avol Yuchsin lo, but for Yuchsin, for sure not. We have no idea. So what do you see? Of course, it requires 2 rows. So the Gemara Avol Shmuel Amar. You know, Shmuel says, you know what it means? Lepakechel of Tagal. No, if a whole building collapsed on top of the guy on Shabbos, we're not going to move rubble. But if there's a possible Jew under there, so right, he says lo. We'll remove if it's a Suffolk Jew, we'll remove the pile of rubble. We'll get to that in a minute. But the point of Kashi is from Rav. So what do you see? Rav holds you need 2 rows. 1 row, we're not going to let this person get married. So Gemara says, right, he forgot that there was a second row. What was the second row? The second row was the caravan. So in the Rashi of Avol Yuchsin Lo, he says, the im bashi asurul kohen. Rashi singles out the Kohen. So Rabbi Yashav said, nobody holds like this Rashi. They're much more broad, and really you should require 2 roves. But the Shev Shmaitz says, B'shas Adchak, you can hold like this Rashi, and Rabbi Yashav felt it was a big Shas Adchak, because this is not the only case after the war where this happened. And to require 2 roves, it was going to make everybody convert. That's a big, he felt it was a big Shas Adchak, and he mounted her. Right, so that could have been all. That could have been all it was. You know, people are 25 years old. Now he has to make me convert. You never know what people are thinking. Okay. Ulrav Chan and Barav, Dama Harav Shah Hoisa Kasha. Wait a minute. But if it was Harav Shah, what about the second rove? So Gemara says, you're right. He didn't hold from that. Hi man, Demasniha, Lo Masniha. You're right. The one who held from the second rove didn't hold from this issue of Harav Shah. Two separate people. The reason why he mastered it was because it was a Rosh Hashanah. We said there were 2 roves. He didn't hold from those 2 roves. There's only one rov. How could they let her get married? It was a rasha. They must have other evidence that the guy was a kosher guy.
He's only talking about a second rov when it's mechza mechza in the first
one. No. It was a second, no, because he held, because Rabbi Yeshua held that you can never do it. You can never, so you need a second rov. By the only required two rows. They required two rows, right. As you come on to Rabbi Yashiv's Kula, he didn't require two rows. He didn't require two rows because Rashi narrows it to a Kohen. That's why, so for a Kohen, you would require two rows. Yeah.
Are there two rows? Because then we said that then you treat the town people as metzo metzo.
Right, you treat the town, no, you have one row of the town and one row of the passing caravan. So then you have the other rove.
So that's one rove.
It's one rove. No, so maybe the townspeople, why do we treat them as mechza mechza? But then rove of the town, we always have rove of the town.
That's what we do.
So we rove the people that were moving around.
Right.
We got to finish. We're like 2 more minutes. Gufa. We just said, matzah batinach mushlach. If you found the baby in the street, so im rov of the kochavim of the kochavim. If rov goyim, then it's rov goyim. Im rov Yisrael, Yisrael. So this is a raya that's not that we don't say mechzal mechza here. We don't say mechzal mechza here. Right? We say if rov of the townspeople are Jewish, we say the baby's Jewish. Mechzal mechza Yisrael. Rav lo shayel lach yoser. Rav said that's only true to sustain the child. Avol yuchzin lo, but not to marry. Ushmul amar no, it means the fakech alav it's agal. Now, when we are Mashul Hachi, did Shmuel really say that? Vam Rav Yosef, Vam Rav Yehuda, Mashmuel, Ein Olchav B'Pikuach Nefesh Achar Rov. We don't follow the Rov by B'Pikuach Nefesh. Oh, the building collapsed. So what kind of town is this? Is it Rov? No, we don't say that. We don't go through that Cheshbin. Ela Ki Itmar, meaning what? Even if it's a Suffolk, if it's a Jew, we'll clear the rubble on Shabbos. We'll do anything for B'Pikuach Nefesh. Well, this town is 65, but we don't do that. So what did Shmuel mean? Ella ki itmar de shmuel aresha itmar. It's exactly what he meant. Im rov ov de kochavim. If rov of the town are goyim, ov de kochavim. We'll treat him as a guy. However, Amar Shmuel, we'll have a kechel over the gal inokane. But not for clearing off the rubble. We're not going to treat him as a guy for that. The minority here are Jews in this town. Could be he's a Jew. We'll clear the rubble right away. So then, im rov ov de kochavim lamai hilchasa. So then, regarding what did he say in halacha? Like if he's a rov goy, we treat him like a goy. So Amar of Papa lahachil nevelo. It's regarding treifas. We can let him eat all the nevelos he wants. Maybe the meat he's Jewish. But you know what? Rov or not. Im rov Yisrael Yisrael lamai hilchasa. So now, if he's a rov Yisrael, we said that he's considered Yisrael regarding what? Amar of Papa lahachil avaveda to return a lost item, even though it's a big chiddush. You're maybe a Jew. I'm certainly a Jew. I have to give it back to you. Why? Because you're Rov of the town of Jews. You have to give it back. For a Segoi, you wouldn't have to give it back. Right, exactly the point. And Mechzal Mechzal Yisrael Lamai Hilchasa Amar Rish Lakish Lini Zakin regarding the Zikin. A very interesting halacha that if a Goi damages Jews' animals, the Goi has to pay. But if you damage a Goi's animals, you don't. Right, the Rambam says because goyim hold l'shitasam that there is no damages by animals. So for them we hold like that, but for us we hold that we're making a kenas on them for not being more careful. So regarding the issue of nezikin, we're going to hold like he's a Jew. So the Gemara says heichidami inem adinag chay tura didon l'tura diday. If our ox damaged his ox lemalei. I see raya disralat. Bring a raya, you're a Jew. Vishakel, and then pay. So that can't be. Lo tzricha dinagche tura didei, l'tura didon. His ox gored one of our oxes. So palga mishalim. Half he has to pay, as a tam. The idach, the other half, palga amalahu, he could say, I see raya d'lav yisrael, and bring a raya, I'm not a Jew. And you know what? Then v'atan l'kul, then I'll pay. It's the same thing. So it's a bigger chiddush that the Jew's only going to get half. And he's not going to get the other. He's losing out on half because he could say, prove to me that I'm not a Jew. Regarding where to go basro that I am a Jew.
Okay. But the more important question is that they have to keep Shabbos a kosher.
Does he have to keep Shabbos a kosher? So we're going to treat him as a Jew, then yes. Yes. Okay, we didn't have a chance to say the Minchas Asher. Maybe tomorrow we'll say it or or look up in Parshas Mishpatim on the issue of Rov. Fascinating things over there about milk. Hajjanalach Mithil Nitzes, Hajjanalach Mithil Nitzes, Hajjanalach Mithil Nitzes. For the remainder of the week, the daf will be posted at night, probably by about 10 o'clock. That's the schedule for the remainder of the week. It should be posted by about 10 o'clock at night. Everyone have a good day.